From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. We're bringing you a special report about the winter storm warning that will impact Champaign, Urbana, Danville, Effingham, and all of central Illinois. And joining us in studio is IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Thanks for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
So time it out for us. When will the heaviest of the snow arrive?
The heaviest snow is expected to move into Champaign County and surrounding portions of east central Illinois as we get into the afternoon and evening hours, and then on into the overnight. The snow may ebb and flow at times, but we should expect to see periods of heavy snow accompanied by blustery winds as we get into that afternoon, evening, and overnight period. Those winds lingering on into the morning hours, even as snow begins to taper off.
Will there be a big difference between what drivers along I-72 and I-74 here in Champaign, Urbana will face versus what drivers on I-70 down in Effingham will face?
Definitely. The interstate's actually set up a nice little reference point for some of the different weather impacts that we're expecting with this winter storm. So the northern extent of the snow is expected to be very close to Interstate 74, with a heavy corridor of snow along Interstate 72 as well. And that's going to be a dry, powdery snow, one that's going to accumulate pretty quickly and will also blow around as we get those winds ramping up in the afternoon, evening, and the overnight hours as well. Now, as you move a little bit further south towards Interstate 70, you get closer to that rain snow line. We've got a little warm air coming northward as the storm system here. So a little bit more of a mix between a heavy wet snow at times with some sleet, some freezing rain possible down there as well. So we may look for the potential for some ice along Interstate 70. Certainly that would be a bit treacherous. You might also end up in, some power outages, some tree damage there with some of the ice and the sleet accumulating. So a bit more of an icy, snowy mess along Interstate 70 with some significant snow accumulations possible through the overnight. And then north of Interstate 74, as you head just up toward, Ford, Iroquois, Livingston counties, areas north of Champaign-Urbana, that's when the snow really begins to drop off. So it's possible some of these areas that are maybe 50 to 100 miles north of Champaign-Urbana may see very little snow, maybe a dusting to an inch or two.
So to recap, when are the best times to stay off the road?
You definitely want to make sure that just if you don't have to be out as we get to Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, through midday on Monday, I think is when we're really going to be looking at really dangerous conditions out there. Again, you just combine the darkness of the overnight when you get that heavy snow and the winds blowing around. Unless it's essential and it's an emergency situation, tonight, don't plan to be out on the roads. And then I think tomorrow morning, we're probably going to wake up to a lot of closures as well as we just kind of, evaluate things with the blowing and drifting snow out there. Even if we were to underachieve with this storm and come away with maybe a couple of inches of snow here in Champaign County, it's going to be windy. That powdery snow is going to be blowing around. And so rural roads, it's going to be tough to keep them clear. And it may be tough to see through the snow at times, even through the day tomorrow.
And then once the snow moves east, how cold will it get over the next few days and nights?
Yeah, it's not uncommon as we get a winter storm to move through central Illinois that these storms, they tug a lot of cold air in from the north behind them. So we'll look for those overnight lows, again, dropping into the single digits as we get into the mid and late part of the week. Sometimes if we get the right setup with a fresh, cold snowpack, that can really kind of add some chill to the air there and drag the temperatures down even a little bit lower than our forecast. But definitely looking at overnight lows in the single digits as we get toward the mid and later part of the week, perhaps getting down close to that 0 degree mark. The good news is that, winds may be blustery at times, but we're not looking at a prolonged period of really high winds. But certainly 24 hours of snow and winds followed by some big cold, it's going to feel like January here across central Illinois.
For the latest updates from Andrew, the National Weather Service, and current conditions, go to ipmnewsroom.org. I'm Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.